Okay, we're going to move into testimonies now, and the other two groups that will be singing will sing at the end of the testimonies. So just a little bit of direction. When you come up here to share, we'd like you to come up here and get up nice and close to the mic so we can hear you. Pull it down a little bit if you have to, and speak into it so we can hear you. If you would please give us your name, a little bit about yourself, if you'd like, and where you're from, we would appreciate that. Try to keep your testimony to one or two areas of your life that the Lord worked in this week. And I have an artist drew me a clock, and I'll be sitting right here at the front. We're going to try to keep it to 3 to 5 minutes. And if we determine that it's getting a little long, I'll hold that clock up and you'll see it. And that doesn't mean you have to sit down immediately, but maybe start winding down. I don't know that we'll have that this afternoon, but you can keep that in mind. Okay, we'll form two lines. Young men over here at this pool can line up. Those of you that like to share, you don't have to all get up now. And young ladies will do the same over on this side. And then we'll start with the young men first. They're the leaders, right? Young men are the leaders? Okay. Young men will come up, and then we'll have a young lady come up, and we'll see how that all works itself out. So let's take a moment to pray. Why don't we stand? Lord, we bless you again for your great love to us. We thank you for the work of God in human hearts in these days that we live in. Thank you for the young people that we were able to circulate among all week, and for their ability now to minister to us in such a beautiful way. May you bless each one of them. And pray you would bless this part of the service, and pray that you would give those that have something to share the courage to just share it and bless their own soul and bless us and bless you. And so, Father, we just commit this time to you and ask that you would have your will among us here this afternoon. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you may be seated. So if we could have the young men, one of you young men can come up front to get started and then start lining up there. Not that everybody has to line up, but it would be good to keep several lined up on both sides to keep it flowing, and then we'll see how it goes. God bless you as you share.
Good afternoon. My name is Samuel Alberts, and I'm 21 from North Central Missouri, a little town called Brookfield, nearest to us. I just wanted to take the time to thank the teachers, Bible school administration, principals and matrons, the cooks, cooking all that good food all week long, those doing the cleaning, and everybody else that put effort into making this Bible school happen. The Bible school has been a great blessing to me this year, like every year. And I want to go back a number of years and share my story. When I was real little, probably first few years of my life, my parents went to mainstream churches. And as the Lord brought things to their attention that the Bible taught and that the church taught against or did not follow, they would move from one to the next. And that happened many times. I think now it's been probably 15 or 16 moves. But I was probably, and then after a few years, they were unable, or more years than I was alive, but after a few years of me being alive, they had trouble finding a church that believed as the Bible taught. And so we home churched for a while. When I was about 7, we found the church there in Missouri. Moved out there. We've been there ever since. It's been a great blessing. At that time in my life, I just lived like a lot of young children, just doing what I felt like, whatever I could get by with, whenever my parents weren't paying attention, just doing what I wanted. I was probably around 11 or so, and the Lord was working in my heart. And I gave my life to the Lord after There was some back and forth there, but I gave my life to the Lord when I was almost 12 there. And the Lord, it's such a sweet communion when there's nothing in between. There's nothing else like it. For a while there, I walked in victory with the Lord, His strength to guide me and keep me. The amount of power over sin, power to overcome sin, was unspeakable. Walking with the Lord, it was sweet. And then it was that way for a time, but I did not exercise the proper effort, did not understand how hard it was going to be to continue walking the daily grind of life, keep going. And so it kind of went back to the way it was before, except now it's more accountable. And it was like that for a number of years, several years. I was, and you know, it's, you know, cheating on school, doing whatever I could behind the parents' back, doing whatever the rest of the youth wanted to do, mindless of how, well, my parents thought of it, only mindful of whether I would get caught or not. Then I think I was around 18 or so, and the Lord, you know, that whole time, Holy Spirit is prodding me, working with me, faithfully calling me and telling me where I was, where I should have been. And I gave in to that still small voice when I was around 18. I decided that it was enough of just serving flesh. I wanted to serve the Lord, because looking over the whole of life, considering judgment, considering where I wanted to go with my life, what I wanted it to look like in the end, looking back, I knew I could not continue the way I was. So I started trying to do better. I would see one thing, I know I can't keep on doing that, and I'd try to work on that. And it helped. Progress is being made, but I realized I was trying more in my own strength to overcome things. I wasn't really walking with the Lord. I knew there was still a lot that I was doing that was not pleasing to the Lord. And it was a lot better, but I was still walking in a lot, trusting in a lot of my own strength. And then, short time ago, and that went on for a couple years. And a short time ago, probably it's been a month or two, we had a Bible school there at our church, and some people came from out of state, but especially, I really enjoyed it. It was a great blessing, and also the effect it had on all of our young people, including myself. Just excellent preaching all week, like we're used to at Bible school, and the prayer and sharing time. And I was able to, the Lord really helped me to get closer to Him, to be completely broken before Him, and to experience a sweet fellowship with the Lord like I hadn't experienced in almost 10 years. I went home, went to the altar Monday evening, and went home and prayed in the woods. Our houses are more spaced out, so I could, you know, pray out loud, quite loudly. And honestly, I didn't really care if other people heard. I thought they might, actually. But they're fairly spaced out. And I was able to pray to the Lord and have sweet fellowship with the Lord for hours. And that was a great blessing, and all throughout the week, and again on Friday. And so with that in the recent past, it's even more of a blessing to come here with a clearer heart before the Lord, to hear more excellent preaching, more to take home, be more conformed to the Lord's image. It's kind of like a greenhouse here, greenhouse environment, surrounded by other spiritual-minded people, and we got to go home. Some of us work with the world, around the world, and even just the daily grind of life, it's much harder to put into practice once we go home. I want to talk about how a Christian is identified. They're identified by how they live their lives. This determines, other people can see, it is their, what their attitude and direction is based on how they live their lives. A few attributes of a Christian on fire for God is one, having an interest in things of God, enjoying participating in spiritual discussions, diligent, honest, honoring, and obedient to parents, seeking to serve others, focused on serving the Lord and being active in the church instead of wanting to have a cool truck, make a lot of money, or be popular among your peers. There's a lot of things that people are focused on when they're not focused on the Lord. And I wouldn't have passed the test looking at those points there. I wouldn't have passed any of those during those years. Any serious consideration would have shown where I was, truthfully. Had a number of notes here. I'll just skip on to the end. Where Dale Gish talked about on Friday evening, that it's like asking God to steer your ship, but then letting the enemy drive it for a few minutes every so often. That's not a heart wholly given to the Lord. It's not going to get you the right destination. If there's a casual spirit about how we navigate the ship, not letting the Lord have it all the time, or if there's a leak that we don't fix, the ship will go down and we'll suffer shipwreck. In closing, I want to just read Psalms 119, 9 through 11. We heard it earlier today, I believe. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. The Bible specifically lays out what we should do if we want to serve him. It's important that we do whatever it takes to have the sweet fellowship with the Lord. No matter how long it's been since then, or even if we have never experienced sweet fellowship with the Lord, it's important that we do whatever it takes to regain that. Thank you.
My name is Thelma, and my parents live in Kentucky. I've lived up here for 8 years now. And yes, life has been a journey for me also. I became a Christian when I was 13, but yet I did not hand over everything, and I regret now that I didn't. I could have probably lived a much better life or enjoyed it much better. I struggled for many years in and out of hospitals, but on Tuesday night, the Lord prompted me to go get right with everything. I talked with one of the ministry, and they helped me see and to acknowledge that I was a sinner, which is the first step. I repented from doubting my salvation and the bondage of fear. In the days ahead, I am almost expecting that I will have more bondages that will pop up that the Lord will convict me of, and I am ready to repent of those too. Yeah, my favorite verse right now is, or through all my life, has been 2 Corinthians 4:17, I believe is the reference. It starts out, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment." I had a vision when I was 13, soon after I was saved, and that verse, somebody in my dream handed me a little piece of paper, and on it had that reference, and I looked it up when I was awake, and yeah, that verse just really meant a lot to me over the years. Thank you.
Well, good afternoon. My name is Matthew Zimmerman, and I'm from Apple Creek, Ohio. And a few weeks ago, I got a call about asking me to be a prayer group leader, and I really wondered if I could even do it or whatever, but I decided to take the challenge and be willing to stretch myself because I'm more the type of a person to, in a group setting like that, to just want to sit back and listen to everyone else and more quiet. And so that was good for me to just be able to stretch myself, and in prayer group went really good, and it was a blessing to me. One thing that I'm taking home from Bible school is just that as men, our calling is to be leaders, and I haven't been much of a leader in our family at all, but being the youngest, so it's just something for me to learn and take home about being a leader in a home. And I thank you for all the messages and stuff that have helped me quite a bit in that. And Dale Gish's message, I forget what evening it was, on how ships go down, and those points that he gave out were really good to think about and what we need to watch for. And it can be things that you wouldn't even really notice are there, but they can just sneak up on you. And so, yeah, I'm really thankful for being here at Bible school again this year.
Hi, my name is Heidi Yoder, and I'm from Maryland. I just thought I would, well, today I thought, you know what, I don't need to say anything. I've come up here other years at Bible school and said a few words, but the Lord immediately seemed to prompt my heart and tell me to share a little bit of my testimony. And I know there's a lot of new people here, so I thought I would do that. About 7 years ago, I was sitting here at Bible school. I was a lost and lonely girl at the age of 17. And all week long, the conviction was heavy on my heart. And I just would not give my life to the Lord. And after that, it was like I was plunged into a dark pit. And I could still feel God was still pursuing me, but I didn't listen. And and during that time, I committed sins that would have an effect on my life for several years. And when I did give my heart to the Lord, it was the best decision I ever made. And life isn't easy either way, as a Christian or not a Christian, but I'm so thankful I have Jesus by my side through it all. And maybe that's you. Maybe you've sat here all week long. Maybe you have just the conviction and sin weighing heavily on your heart, and you just can't give it up. You can't give in to God's calling. And I just want to tell you, please do not leave this place without giving your heart to the Lord, because you never know what might happen after this. If I would have given my heart to the Lord that week, I wouldn't have had to go through what I went through and suffer the things that I suffered the consequences of my sins. And yeah, I thought I would just share a little bit of my testimony in case it might encourage someone to give their heart to the Lord.
Good afternoon, everyone. I will start with a question. On a raise of hands, who here that is a Christian regrets becoming a Christian? I was hoping to see that. God was convicting me. He was telling me, you're a sinner. And I went through some struggles quite a bit last year, and that was very hard for me. And then I came to Bible school, and the starting of the week, I could feel already. It's like God set a table in front of me, slapped my sins on the table, and said, "What are you going to do with this?" And Monday went by, Tuesday went by, Wednesday went by, Thursday. I was standing there singing the song, and I can't thank you, Samuel. He looks at me and he says, "Timothy, if you need to go up, I will go with you." I just blankly stared at him. I could have bawled right there. And I went up, and I can tell you there is nothing that feels better than that. If you are thinking right now, "Nope, Christianity is not for me, Christianity is boring," I'm sorry, but that is a right out lie from the devil. That is just a lie. So I encourage you, if you're not a Christian yet, and if God is calling you, just give your heart to him. And I want to thank you all, everybody, for who put into this Bible school. Thank you very much. It was a real blessing. Thank you.
Hey there. My name is Abgabulin, and I am from Missouri. And I really was not planning on sharing a testimony because it's scary up here in front of all you people. But I felt like I should, so I thought I should give it a try. So when I was like 12, or actually almost 13, I was born again and I gave my heart to the Lord and got baptized. And I know at that time I truly meant it, but, you know, sometimes later in life, growing up, and things hit you, and it didn't stay with it, and I got into, behind my parents' back, and doing things I shouldn't have done, and I knew that at the time that if the Lord would have come back, I wasn't ready to go to heaven. I knew I wouldn't go to heaven. And the problem is that after a while of knowing that, I got used to that idea and it didn't bother me as much as it should have. And that's a very bad place to be. And, you know, the longer you wait for things to get things right, the more you have to get right and the harder it is. It never gets easier. And it wasn't until a few months ago that I finally broke and confessed my sins to my parents and God and got things right. And the peace from that is just absolutely amazing. And I want to encourage all you guys here. There's people here who know down deep in their heart that if the Lord came back right now, they would not go to heaven. You know that down deep in your heart, even if you try not to. And I just want to encourage you to stop pushing it off, because it's never going to get easier, and there's never a better place to do it than with a group of people who are encouraging you to do it, and they care about you. They're your true friends. And if there's one thing I want to really stress, is there's absolutely nothing worth going to hell over. There's nothing worth going to hell over. And thank you very much for this Bible school. It's meant a lot to me. It's helped me a lot. I've learned a lot of things. Like, I was trying to think of like a certain thing, and it was like, there's a lot. But just thank you very much. And the matrons and all were super nice and helped me a lot. And just thank you guys very much.
Well, I wasn't really planning on sharing, but I felt like I should, so see what the Lord has here. I'm Benjamin Gavin. We're from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. I got saved, well, let's start from the beginning. So the Lord had been convincing me of my sins for quite a few years. For some reason, I felt like Christianity was something to be scared of. And I did not give him my life till I was 14. I heard a story of a young man that went out on a drive, got killed, was not saved. And that kind of got me. And then it's not just not going to hell. It's a relationship with the Lord. The relationship with the Lord is very, I don't know how to say it, just amazing. You got problems, you can speak to him like he's right there. And I just don't know how to explain it. Somebody else might have a better explanation for it. So I was saved at 14, but lately it just seemed like, I don't know, being a Christian was really dry for me. It was something where I was starting to just read my Bible and not get anything out of it. So this Bible school has been very encouraging for me. I want to thank everybody that had something to do with it. Somebody that helped, anybody that helped put it together, the cooks, the matrons, the principals, the coordinators, everybody, thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Nita Zeisset, and I'm from Reinholds, PA. So something that really stood out this week to me was when Brother Roman Martin was talking about Christian friendship, and he said, you'll never receive more in a friendship than you ever give. And God showed me that I had some selfishness in one of my relationships, and he said, in a friendship, the focus should not be on what you can get out of it. And he said there are lonely people in every church, and he was encouraging us to take the initiative to be a friend. So that's just a little of what blessed me this week, what I want to grow in, and I want to say a huge thank you to everyone who made this possible. It was really encouraging.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Adrian Conhoffen from Ontario, Canada, and I just wanted to share my testimony here. I grew up in a Christian home, and had great parents, and just taught me to follow God and everything. But I didn't really want to surrender anything until I was 15, and then I became a Christian. And that at that time I was sorry for my sins, but I didn't confess everything that I had done wrong, and then it just weighed on my heart for like 2 years, and it just kept me down. I couldn't have victory over sin, and I was into pornography and just all kinds of stuff. And until this past Thursday, when Dale Gish preached his message on Jonah, that I was able to give my life to the Lord. And then, well, actually, my friend Timothy, he went up at the altar call, and I was like, okay, that's, I was like, why did he go up? Like, that's just, I wished he wouldn't have done that. But then after that, after Brian had a few words after the message, then he said that he would be so glad if somebody came to him after and wanted to give their heart to the Lord. And it just came to me like, I'm not only hurting Jesus, I'm hurting like other Christians around me by not giving my heart to the Lord. And so then I talked to Brian and I confessed everything, and it was just awesome, the feeling that you have after you become a Christian. It's just you feel so clean and free, and yeah, it's just great. I would like to thank all the Bible school matrons and people that made this possible, and just a thank you.
So my name's Becky Hertzler from Oregon, and I've learned a lot this week. It's been such a blessing, and I've learned a lot. I don't know really what exactly to say, but one big thing I've learned is just hearing people talk about different stuff is that I've been extremely blessed with my family, with Christian parents who love each other, who love God, and a very stable home. And but Brother Wilmer's messages on relationships, and I really want to honor and respect my parents more, and that's something I want to grow in. Thank you, speakers and organizers. You do not know what all you're doing for us and for everybody else. It's been a blessing to be here, and so keep up the good work.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Colin Yoder. Quick overview of my testimony. I grew up in a good church, solid church. Grew up hearing the gospel from my whole life. But like most young people, just I grew up hearing the truth, but I didn't accept it. And unfortunately, that is one, you could say, even dangerous thing, growing up in a good home and growing up in a good church. The gospel can become, it can lose its significance and almost can become dead to you if you reject it. Well, unfortunately, that's what I did. Even going up all through my teen years, I got in trouble. I was in pornography. But I pushed God in my life so many times, and it was not good. I didn't get saved until I was 19 in 2016. And it was scary because my heart was getting really hard. I heard the truth, I knew the truth. I never doubted God, never doubted there was a heaven, never doubted there was a hell. And I knew I was going to the hell too. But yeah. It doesn't matter. You know, you can believe all those things. Growing up in a Christian home, you have all the beliefs. And obviously we know from the Bible, the devils believe and tremble. So that doesn't save you. But one, there was an evangelist that came to a church, a youth evangelist. And he preached a gospel message. And the Lord was merciful enough to give me another opportunity to accept him. And I did. I went back, talked to my father, then my pastor, and I gave my life to God. And it was the best decision, of course, I ever made. But this Bible school has been a blessing. I was here in 2019. That was a huge blessing, too. And I've been growing since then. But I have failed in different areas, but I praise the Lord for his mercy and forgiveness. But this Bible school has been a blessing. I've really appreciated the strong emphasis on purity and leadership that the men need to take. And I think it's really needed in my own life. I really appreciate today's message by Brother Gish as well. And it's something that I need to think about a lot. I was thinking of things in my life that maybe they're not evil, but I need to cut them out. You know, things that are a distraction or a weight. And it was just convicting to me to think, just thinking about those things, am I willing to cut those out of my life? And I also want to thank all the directors and matrons and everyone else here that put out all the good food and everything you did. It was a blessing. I'm glad it came. Thank you.
My name is Barbara Troyer, and I am currently living in Shipshawana, Indiana. I have thoroughly enjoyed this week. It was a good time for me to step back from the rat race of life and to examine my life. And there's some things I've been struggling with for the past month or so that had really gotten me down. And this week I was able to overcome that, and I praise God for that. And I've just really been blessed these past few days because I've actually felt like reading my Bible and praying to God and been wanting to have that relationship again, which is a huge blessing. So I want to thank all of you teachers for taking the time that you did to study God's Word and to share with us what you shared. And thank you for taking time for our questions and for different other things that we might have done. I just want to thank you for that. And thank you for all of you who helped make this Bible school happen. It's been a great blessing in my life. And I want to trust that God, that he will keep me strong throughout these next few weeks. Thank you all.
Hi, my name is Michael Reno. I'm from Reinholds, come to church here. So, yeah, just wanted to share an experience I had this week. So, Friday morning, Mel Bricker shared how there's no one here that needs to go home with guilt and a dirty conscience. And I knew if I didn't do something about it, that's exactly what I would do. And so that evening, I responded to the altar call and gave my life to Christ and found true peace. And yeah, just really appreciate everyone that made this Bible school possible. Really enjoyed it.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bethany Zaisit. I go to church here, so I live here in Pennsylvania. I was born again at quite a young age, and I believe it was a true conversion. It was Christianity. I grew up in a good Christian home, and that's what I always knew. And more recently, I was starting to doubt, like, how can God be real? It's so unfathomable. And obviously, there's so much evidence for it. I knew he was. But the Christian rock was seeming a little dry. And coming here, I mean, I talked to my mom, and she helped me that, no, this is something I'm going through and that I can come out stronger because of it. But this Bible school is just really an encouragement to me and to draw me closer to God.
Hi, I'm Killabish. I'm from PA, and I enjoyed Bible school, and the one that stood out to me was the prodigal son. Came to his senses, and I really appreciate Bible school here. I'm happy for my friends that commitment to Christ, and I'm going to miss my friends so much, and I love you all.
Hello, my name is Lily Beeler. I am also known as Timothy's sister. I'm so thankful for the work that God has done in my life and in the lives of those that I love. I feel like I came here feeling maybe a bit dry, and now I feel full and overflowing. And I am so, so thankful for all that God has taught me this past week. I really appreciated Wilmer's messages on relationships. And the one point he brought out was, when you go into a relationship, think about what you can give to that person instead of what you can take from them. And that was kind of convicting and challenging for me. And that's, I guess, an area that I want to work on. I feel like I have a lot of things to work on when I go back home, but I feel inspired. And a huge thank you to all those that put in all the effort to make this thing happen. Every year I come, I always feel so blessed. So thank you very much.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. I'm Jonathan Longenecker. I'm from Bethel, Pennsylvania. And I just want to share my story a little bit. I was born over in Moscow, Russia. And I grew up in an orphanage for the first few years of my life. And the Lord blessed me with the experience to be adopted into a Christian family and brought over here to the U.S. And I would like to correlate that with my salvation experience. How I used to be lost in sin and so forth, and usually experienced a lot of distractions from Satan that most guys face at times. And I'm thankful for God has His mercy and His forgiveness has allowed me to confess and repent and to experience a adoption into God's family. And I would like to relate that to this morning's topic, how I had to be willing to allow myself to be on God's operating table for Him to remove the sin out of my life so I can live a life that's closer to the Lord. So, thank you.
Hello, my name is Ashley Cart, and I am from Atwater, Ohio. I'm the second oldest of 10 children, and this is me and my brother Micah's second year here. And it has been a huge blessing to me. It was a great blessing last year, too. I was saved when I was very young. I think probably around 7 is the earliest time I can remember having a relationship with God. And so throughout my life, I always kept more of a childlike faith. But recently, these past several months had been very hard for me. And for the first time, I started like seriously doubting God and His goodness and His love. And that was a very hard time for me. And it got somewhat better more recently, but it was still, like, especially with relationships, I've had a very hard, rough time with friends all throughout my life, and I could sense more recently some seeds of bitterness to start growing, and I did not want that, but I couldn't really find a victory over it. But this week, the beginning of this week was more the same, and but then, like, towards the middle of the week, I was able to give all my hurts to God and just fix my eyes on Him instead of myself and pitying myself, and so I've found peace more than I've had for a long time. And so thank you all so much, everyone who did everything for in this Bible school, up front and behind the scenes. And yeah, I'm going to stop. I'm not sure what my life is going to be like after this. Like, there's some uncertainties in some things going forward with our family, but instead of focusing on what I don't know, I'm going to focus on what I do know, and I do know that God is good, and He loves me, and I love Him, and that will never change. So, thank you.
I'm Andrew Smith from Fruitland, Idaho, and when I was around 13, there was a revival service at our church, and I sat there, and I knew I needed to get saved, and I sat through it, and just like right now, I was too scared to get up here. And so I lived that way for 4 years until it was about two years ago, I called one of my friends, and he helped me, and got saved then, and got baptized this June, and after that, I decided that, it'd be worth coming here to Bible school. I thought about doing it, but never really wanted to, and now I'm really glad I did, and it's been a very big blessing, and the message about relationships was something that really spoke to me, because I struggle in that a lot, and I just want to say thank you for anybody that and everybody that put it together and helped it make it be possible, and I really appreciate it.
Hi, I'm Andrew Baca. I'm from Cheyenne, Wyoming, and didn't really get to finish too many notes, so kind of shooting outside the ballpark right here. But kind of a little bit from when I was saved, at a fairly young age, grew up in a good home. And I had mentioned it early this morning, just that reality that was not there. And that kind of was continued up through high school and through a variety of different experiences. I was 19, 20. And I was working a variety of jobs. I was from security to a dock worker. And there was one point during that time that I just was sitting in my truck, and I was like, God, what do you want me to do? And it was just a constant search. And something came to my mind that my sister had told me about and had suggested to me. I had talked about it when I was like 14, about the various boys camps, Allegheny, Ohio, Bald Eagle. And so I'm like, hey, what I got to lose, right? I'm 20, 21, and I might as well go for it. And so I called him up, got an application sent in, and that was in 2018, and at the beginning of that year. And the following that year, in October, I packed up my bags, and my sister rode with me, and we drove across from Wyoming to Pennsylvania, out here. And never been out there before, but I was like, hey, I'm just going to go for it. And so, I started going through training a couple months there due to some of the counselors that were being moved around and situations. I didn't join a group till that following February in 2019. And I was there at Bald Eagle as a counselor for two years till February of 21. And during that time, there's a lot that happened during that time, but just kind of short bits, my experience from that. It really gave me a shock or a slap of where that I needed to stand on something, where I was going to stand. And I'd mentioned this morning about being away from that family, being away from that church, something that's going to hold you accountable. And when you're away from that, you have to make that decision. Well, people around me don't really know what my convictions are. People don't know where I can kind of have. Do whatever I want, right? But that really hit me that I needed to stand somewhere. So That was a big eye opener for me, and it was really a large point in my Christian life. And I soon graduated, February 21, and I started working a variety of jobs, coming back here, or coming back to Cheyenne. And interesting part of that, a random thought came across, or during that time, that I was like, huh, I should get my EMT. I had a variety of emergency situations while I was at camp, and it interested me, but I can't really say it was necessarily my calling. But I told my sisters years before that I was never going to touch anything medical. I did not going to want to go, and nope, nothing. But my department, my fire department that I was on, they were going to pay for it in full. And so I did. I went and got my EMT, and that summer, I was given an opportunity to 2018. Told you I'm working off my notes. So I'm going to kind of skip ahead 4 months through EMT school. And I'm still searching kind of where God wanted me to be at. And after I went through EMT, I had an opportunity to serve over in Europe. And I did that for about a month. And I came back, and I just did not know where to go. And God just opened up some doors. And it was amazing what some of the things that would that came up. I decided I needed to have a break from the last couple years, and went out to Missouri, spent some time out there with some family. And during that time of being able to get away, it almost was like a mini Bible school, I guess you could say, or a Bible school. But the fact that I was able to clear my mind, was able to get away from the humdrum of life, and that opened up so much reality in my Christian life. And that was where, I just really started seeking Christ. And he opened up a position at a residential facility as a counselor out there in Cheyenne. That's where I'm at now. And kind of something that I came across my mind this week was just the opportunity that we've each been given. A lot of us have been raised in good homes, maybe not all, but a lot of us have had a fairly heavy experience or heavy involvement in a good influence of Christianity or Christ in our life. And I've had the opportunity to work with, over the past couple of years, I've had been able to work with some individuals, either sexual offenders or youth that have been sexually abused, and a lot of the age that is here today. And so it's something to, when you work in that, it kind of shocks you at times, or unfortunately not anymore, but just the huge gap there is between us Christians and so much that the world is missing, the hurt, the loneliness, and just a lot of the pain that is there. And so that has been a big area for me to be able to know where I'm going to stand and to put my full faith in Christ. And so, I just wanted to share that. Thank you for Bible School, for those who have made it possible.
Oh, well, I'm Becca Probert, and I'm from Idaho. When I came here, I kind of just felt like, I don't know, there was a lot of change going on in my life, and I just kind of just figure out, okay, God, where am I at in all of this? And so I came here, and the week was great, but I didn't really feel like anything stood out to me, I guess, for a while. And, I mean, there were some things that kind of touched around it. And then Friday night, Dale Gish talked about when ships go down. And a lot of the things, like, I don't think all of them, but as I looked across my life, I pegged with way too many of them. If there's multiple reasons, if there's six reasons that ships go down and you peg with at least two of them, that you only have about 2/3 chance of staying afloat, and that's only about 60-some percent, and that's not a very good chance, a little over half. And so I ended up talking to somebody later, and I think part of my issue was I didn't think that things in my life were really that bad. And so it was like, why fix it? And I guess I'll just say straight out, I fantasized a lot, and it was hard. When you have something in your mind, it's hard because there's nobody. It's not like you're doing or looking or doing some evil thing, so nobody can, like, see what you're doing and say, hey, you shouldn't be doing that or whatever. When you're thinking about something, nobody knows, nobody sees, or at least that's how you think. But God does. And when Dale preached again this morning, it was even before that, one of the guys said, he said, you can't get something out of your life if you just sit there and expect the Holy Spirit to do it. And I think that's kind of what I had done for a while, is I tried to focus on God and not just focus on a fantasy world that doesn't really do you any good anyway. But when I... But when he said, but you have to be actively working with the Holy Spirit to get somewhere. And then when Dale talked about cutting things out of your life, it was mentioned earlier this week, but he said it again. If it's flesh, get it out of your life. If it's not spirit, get it out of your life. It doesn't have to be some dark, terrible sins that you're committing to get them out of your life. It doesn't have to be those things that are standing between you and God, that are keeping you from having that sweet relationship that some of these young people were talking about. And I just prayed, and I said, God, and I let God just cut those things out of my life. And obviously, the devil's still there, so I'm going to have to be active about participating in that in my life, but I guess that's just my encouragement, is if it's flesh, get it out of your life.
Well, I guess it wasn't really done this morning, but that's all I have to say for that. But I guess I can tell you a little bit about myself. I'm third oldest in my family. My two older brothers are married, and I turned 22 last August. And I had some pretty misgivings about coming to Bible school. I was kind of uneasy about it, just doing something for the first time. Flying up here by myself the first time. And I heard a lot of different things from different people that have been here. And I wasn't really sure if I wanted to do all that I kind of decided I was going to come here for specific reasons, to get specific questions answered. That I was kind of wrestling with, and I kind of came here with the, as wrong as it was, I kind of came here with the mindset or the attitude that I didn't come here to make any friends. I wasn't looking for any more friends. And Brother Wilmer started talking about friendship and relationships, and, kind of realize we do need friends. And when you hang around with the people of God, and when you start fellowshipping with the people of God, at least for me, you can't help but really open up a little bit. And I You know, I just want to say I come to Bible school and I wasn't disappointed. Not only did I get my questions answered that I was seeking for, but I also found some good friends that I believe would change my life. And that's a real encouragement to me to just find people of God, you know, that's more than your just home congregation, that you can connect with and you can relate to, and their experiences and their struggles that you can help and get help with. And so it's really just amazing that I mean with Timothy, and that's just like a whole amazing bonus thing. It's just like the fireworks of heaven just went off in my heart when I was able to connect with him like that. And I just want to appreciate you guys. I know there's a lot of behind-the-scenes work, and I just want to say, keep it going. I wasn't disappointed. Thanks.
I'm Shalom Newswinger. I'm from Carpenter, Wyoming. And I gave my heart to the Lord when I was 13. And I was like, okay, I'm saved now. I'm going to go to heaven. I'll be fine. But as my life kept going, I kept going my own way and doing what I wanted to do. And then I knew this isn't where I should be and that I needed help. And I was angry at some situations in my life, like what things in my life, and I was angry at some people in my life. And then I got mad at myself for being angry. And then my sister came to Bible school, and she came back, and she was different, and I was like, I need this, I need help. So I came to Bible school for help. And on Tuesday night, or maybe it was Tuesday morning, I'm not sure, but someone said something about Christians lie the most in their songs. And that night we were singing, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. And I was thinking about it, do I really let him have his way with me? And I knew I didn't, and I was going to go up, and I couldn't decide, and then the songs were over, and so I didn't, and then I had to wait Wednesday, I guess it wasn't, anyway, I had to wait Wednesday, and then on Thursday night, I went up, and I felt so much better. I talked to some people, and I wasn't angry at those people anymore, and I wasn't angry at my life. I had compassion for those people, and I'm just happy, and I'm not angry anymore, and I want to go home and live for Jesus.
My name is Eden Newswanger. I'm from Carpenter, Wyoming. I did not intend to come up here, so I have no notes. I just wanted to say that last year at Bible school, I was not in a good place, and I did respond the one night, and I did find peace, and my life was changed for a while, and then I allowed the devil to creep back in some areas. I came to Bible school again this year, and I knew there were things in my life that were not right, and I didn't want to admit it. I would feel the prompting and ignore it, and I was just very, very challenged by the messages that were preached this week. I realized that I do need to give Christ all, and it doesn't work to hold anything back. So I just want to encourage everyone here that if there's anything in your life that you think is better than peace with Christ, it's not. Just let it go. Let him control your life. He knows what's best, and you don't have to worry. You don't have to live with guilt. I want to thank all the teachers and everyone who put all the work they did into this Bible school. It's a really good thing.
Thank you for listening to this message. We trust that it has been a blessing to you. If you would like additional sermons or a catalog, please visit our website at effortofministries.org. Call us toll-free at 855-557-7902, or write to us at Ephrata Ministries, 400 West Main Street, Suite 1, Ephrata, Pennsylvania, 17522. You are welcome to copy this message for free distribution. This ministry is supported by your donations. May the Lord Jesus bless you.